In ELD, it looks a little bit different because when they score based on that rubric, they're not going to see like a traditional class here in our school. They're not going to see a 1, 2, 3, or 4 on their report card. They're going to see emerging, expanding, bridging. They're going to see their level of language acquisition. So in order to get a 4, then they could actually take that learning and take it out to the real world. So if they were presenting, let's say, on careers, they might share that career information with one of our lower grades, with one of our sister schools like Kennedy. Uh-huh. And they might go and talk to kids about, so how do you figure out what your perfect career is? That's how they would get a 4. But on their report card, it's still going to show, here's the level of language I'm using. For us, a 3 is, hey, I have the complex knowledge. But because ELD is language acquisition, we're not looking at complex knowledge versus simple knowledge. We're not looking at 2s and 3s. What we're looking at for proficiency is, where are you falling on this continuum of language acquisition? Some kids have some of their standards, they're showing emerging as their language acquisition. And then some of their standards are all the way at bridging. It depends on where their gaps in their language are. A lot of our kids speak English really, really well, but they're not yet fluent in reading and writing, so they may be performing at an emerging level. So my job is if you're at the emerging level, I need to move you up to the expanding level. So I'm giving them strategies to do that.